Good morning. Let's discuss today, Be'ezus Hashem, another aspect of Hachana for davening, which is really Hachana for the whole day, and that's going to the mikvah before davening. And of course, the whole concept discussion of the mikvah is very lengthy. I was just in Rav Einberger's office making photocopies, and I looked down on one of the shelves and I saw a sefer called Taharas Yisrael, which is four giant chalakim, only about mikvah. Written by Rabbi Yisrael Kalman Krohn. I think that's Rabbi Krohn's brother from Lakewood. So there's a lot to talk about, and this is not a discussion about mikvah, it's a discussion about mikvah as it pertains to hachana for tefillah, and why we find that many people are ragil in going to the mikvah before davening, and what that means based on, in light of our discussions before about making hachana for tefillah, why that's so necessary. Just bechlal as a Pesach, we can't even enter into the world of mikvah without mentioning, which is brought down from in the name of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that he said that he was zeichet to all of his madrigas and all of his inyonim because he was ragel b'mikvah. That's very noteworthy. Of course, it needs a hesber, but maybe we can fit it into this inyon as well. But let's see as we go along, just in the context of what we've been speaking about, why perhaps mikvah is so essential. The davening, like we said before, you can go to mikveh any time of the day. But there's a hiddur to go before davening, so what is the kesher between mikveh and davening, per se? So, Remeir from Apt, we quoted him before, we'll quote him again in the Orla Shemaim. He writes, B'shem kavod Adonai Mori V'Ravi, I'm not sure what that is, that's the chazer from Lublin, of Yaakov Yitzchak from Lublin. He says, Yiras Hashem Tahira Medis Lawad. Ki Adam Harutza the Kanais Bavodas Hashem Yisbarach. Person who wants to enter into the world of Avodas Hashem, Lios Yerushamayim Amitai. Tzarech Lishmor Tfilas Ezra, Bali Lavor Be'isat Tzarech Kasher Hi'id HaRambam. To be careful in Yitzhar and Tfilas Ezra. Hagam Shikasa Besifra Pihalacha, even though he writes in the Yadah Hazaka, Shein Chiyat Kokach Lishmor Tfilas Ezra. Even though he holds that Tfilas Ezra Bechlal is not okay. I'll explain what this means momentarily. So the Rambam testifies about himself elsewhere that never in his life did he forego the Einyan of Tfilas Ezra. Just a little background to this, there's a Machlokas Rishonim, that which the Gemara says that the Rabbanon were Mevatel Tfilas Ezra. Does that pertain to both Torah and to Tfilah, or only to Limud HaTorah? So the Shita Sarambam is to both. As you'll see now, Ubiyosu the Tfila Tzarech Adon Litval Atzmo. In regards to Tfila, especially one should be careful to be Tahar. Kedisa Betosus Masachas Chulin. We're learning Chulin here, so here you have a reference to Chulin. Tosus and Perakol Abasar, in the name of Rabbeinu B'Chananel, that he holds Hagam Shebitu L'Tfilas Ezra, Mikomakom L'Tfila Loi Bitu. That it was never in his batel, in Tfilas Mikvah, Legabe Tefillah, only the Gabi Torah. If that's the case, there's a halachic consideration why a person should go to the mikvah before davening. Now one may say that's only true if a person has necessity to go to the mikvah, if he's a Baal Keri. But the tzaddikim, they were mahadir in this, as it is, for many reasons, but just legabe this particularly, is that it's very hard to know while one is sleeping whether or not he's motzi any tipas bechalal. So in order to be so careful on this inyan, because it's very sensitive, and a person while he's sleeping doesn't exactly know what's going on with his body. So there's a special consideration to go to the mikveh every morning, just as a chumrah, if you may say. Legabe tfilas Ezra, according to Shitas Rabbeinu Chananel, there's a tzad halacha in going to the mikveh before the happening every day in light of this Rabbeinu Chananel. But what's nogeh to us legabe avoda, let's not forget the first few lines which he writes, that a serious Ovid Hashem, who wants to enter into that world of Avodas Hashem, based on the pasuk of Yiras Hashem Tahora Amelis La'ad, there's a certain Tahara of Yiras Hashem that a person has as being a Tahor. Although the Rambam writes that the Inyanim of Tahara and Tuma are Gzeiras HaKasuv Sein, so therefore it's very hard to explain, although we may explain Yiras Hashem what that means in Pinyas. But a serious Jew who wants to have a serious avoda, so he does not take going to the mikvah before davening lightly. There's a remez to this, as you'll see in the Pele Yoetz, not the Pele Yoetz you're familiar with, which is the Sfadi Pele Yoetz, it's the Pele Yoetz al Torah, Parshas Chayisara. he writes a Mesoira. We find a Mesoira means, the Baal Turim makes note of these very frequently, that if we find Lishonos and Torah in two separate places, it's a Gzeirah Shava, but not like Chazal make a Halach Gzeirah Shava, but it's coming to be Merames on how Inyonim are related Zelazah. He quotes the Pasuk Vayitzi Yitzchak Lasuach Basar Lifnos Aref, which we're familiar with, which is the Gemara's Makar, that Yitzchak was Masaking Tfilas Mincha. And he writes in this Mar Makom, Vina Isa B'Masayra Lifnos Aref, we have a Masayra to this, we have this one, V'idach V'haya Lifnos Aref Yirchatz Bamayim. It says Lifnos Aref, one should go into the mikvah. So he writes the Pelayoetz, V'nu Chalomar Shemara Gamkin Ahachanas HaTfila. So we see here a connection to Tfila and Mikvah. Comes to suggest that there's an inyan of hachana for tefillah through mikvah. Shemavur b'svar makdoshim asher tahara b'mikvah hu ikir gadol letaharas hamachshava. That mikvah is essentially important to taharas hamachshava. But lamar hamesora, this is what it's teaching us, shekidei lifnos es machshavta mikol yirbuvya b'tefillah. So he's explaining why the inyan is, the lashon is lifnos erev. What's the shaychis? Lifnos is to be ponen the machshava, and erev is a lashon yirbuvya. So hence, the inyan of Tahara b'mikvah is lifnos erev, to be pone al the machshavos for mibubya, from bilbul, is how what? Ayyidah yirchatz b'mayim, which is tefillah b'mikvah. The Shla HaKadosh also reinforces this idea of the Pela Yoetz. He writes in the next Maimakam, V'ata le'basi rak l'haydiya goda malas ha-mikvah. Just passing through, I'm going to tell you a little about malas ha-mikvah. Asher mishem margil b'tar ruzi tamid, V'yoel l'chol ha-tamos v'gam l'tumas ha-averos v'yovel l'idei tahara d'haynu tahara salev. And this is what we really want to take out of this. Because again, this is not a discussion about mikvah b'chal. It's about mikvah l'gabi tefillah. K'mo sh'nemar leiv tohar b'rali elokim leiv tohar b'ra is rashi tevos tova. So you see, through tefillah, a Jew is eiche to a leiv tohar b'rali elokim, which is important as he comes to daven. So if the lev is tahar, then the machshava is tahar. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that true vision comes from the heart. Which is connected to Tahar Mitzvah. So since we spoke about before, when we spoke about tefillin, and how api halacha a Jew needs taharas machshava through tefillin, and how a chazal saw that tefillin should be not just a mitzvah b'fniatza, but a hachana for davening. Tefillin is a lashon tefillah. And as we said before, that waking up in the morning is to protect that taharas machshava that a Jew has. So mainly what we spoke about in the context of hachanas for tefillah is that a Jew has to be able to protect the taharas machshava which he's zeichet to when he wakes up in the morning. And so Mamila, since all of tefillah revolves around the inyan of taharas machshava, so what better than mikvah, leiv tohar b'rali elokim, lifnos erev, that mikvah, however way you cut it, is mesugul for taharas machshava. And being that the whole tefillah, like we spoke about before, when David HaMelech davens in Tehillim that he should be freed from his enemies, he's not talking about his physical enemies. He's talking about all the bilbulim. David HaMelech is the person of tefillah. He says, "Va'anis tefillah, my whole essence is tefillah." So if people are running after David, that means they're running after tefillah. What's running after tefillah? Machshavos, all the bilbulim of life. So Mamela, waking up in the morning and trying to protect, to have a shmir in that taras machshava, and by learning before davening, all the other things are to, at least, at the very best, to be able to maintain a sense of taras machshava, a purity of mind coming into davening, so that the mind, which is the makom hakorban, that the tefillah should be belimum, just like a korban should be belimum. The Sefer Reishis Chachma, he elaborates on how this works a little bit, to try to be makar v'laseichel, why it is that tefillah should protect this idea of taras machshava. I don't know if we're going to get through all the mar makomos, we'll probably have to finish tomorrow, mitzvah Hashem. So he writes here in Reishis Chachma, Hatara ayyidi hatfila hu siyua gadol lidabika adam nashal belekavu vavodasa. Tfila bechlal is a tremendous tool. Shibiyosa tame hatama metam temeses libo shalom. The Chazal tell us, the Gemara makes a drasha. Vini tmesim bam, says vini tam tem bam, because the aleph is missing. That tuma causes a timtum halev. Viigar haava, the hadvekus tali betaris halev, mehamachshavos hazaros. As David HaMelech says, Leiv tohar b'rali elokim. This was his tefillah. That's why it's so important. We say this pasuk around Aseret Yemei Teshuva, and especially the sichos leading up to Aseres Mitzvah, that since the days of Aseres Mitzvah are particularly shaykh to tefillah, to davening, as we say, and we invest ourselves tremendously on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim in the mitzvah of davening. So since the whole tkufa of Aseres Mitzvah is about davening, so we say every time in Slichos, this pasuk Alev Tar Barli Alehim. We speak about Taras Alev. V'chin kasev Rabbeinu Tam, Yesifah HaYashar, ki Taras HaGuf, Yechadesh Tara B'Nefesh. Now, notice the chain which takes place here. The Guf is related to the Nefesh. Right? They coexist. They have to live together. U'biyos HaGuf Tameh, so if the Guf is Tameh, V'vadi Yagi Ksas P'gam L'Neshama, it'll affect the Neshama too. If that's the case, since the Jew is davening with his neshama, how is a Jew supposed to be able to daven properly if he's all mevuvel? Right? So this is the dots. We have to be able to connect the dots. If the guf is tameh, so then since the guf has a shaykhis to the neshama, and the neshama, which is the one which is davening, so how is the neshama supposed to daven if the guf is tameh? It's going to give it a bilbo. Again, it won't be matami the neshama, but it'll cause bilbo to the neshama. Just like if a person is giving a shir, let's say, and that's happening now, and people are talking in the room, a person's trying to give a shir, right? So it disrupts the whole. He can't concentrate in giving. If a person's giving any lecture, if the teacher's trying to teach, so what's the problem? Let this guy scream in the back of the room while the teacher's teaching. What's the bilbo? He just give over the content. It makes no difference. But the problem is that nobody can concentrate. The teacher knows exactly what he's doing, but if the people in the room are causing bilbo to the teacher can't give over the lecture. So that's the same thing with the neshama and the guf. The neshama is trying to do its job, which is his daven. Now, if the guf is tameh, that rubs off on the neshama. The neshama is not going to be tameh, it's not going to make it forget what it's supposed to do, but the neshama won't be able to concentrate because it's living together with this guf, and the guf is tameh. It's a very nice, rational explanation. V'lachein, he quotes the Tikkunim here, as it says in the Tikkunim, that if the neshama is pogum, then the shechina is in shayra there. As it says, kol asher boimum lo yikrav. V'lachein, I efshar sheyihye lo dveikus, she'ikar hadveikus hu be'ilas ha'ilas neshama l'chal ha'neshamos, v'kevan shehu yis'ala, ino shayra lov, since Hashem says, I'm not shaychim where there's tuma, kesed efshar sheyiz da'abik vo. V'lachein tzarech adon nasaki nafshah ba'ofen shetia kisei, So what we're trying to bring out here, and this is a fundamental yisod when it comes to tefillah, is that if a person just sees davening as a means to an end, that I come to daven, and I do it every single day, and I make requests of Hashem, so if it's just about making requests, so you're right, you probably won't lose your concentration, you'll probably be able to do what you need to do, and you probably won't pay much attention either to the beginning parts of davening, because there's really no requests there. And that's, I know it sounds a little crazy because here we're Bnei Aliyah, so we know this is not, you know, the proper way of seeing tefillah. But there are many people, many very fine people, you know, menschlich people, that davening, the only thing davening is to them is that you come to Shemona Esrei, you make a request. And everything else is just a way to get there. You just have to do it because you have to do it. But for a Ben Torah, Ben Aliyah, tefillah is about dveikus. And dveikus is about a connection with Hashem. And if Hashem says, I'm not shaykhim where there's tumah, so a Jew has to say, okay, listen, it means a lot to me to have dvikas with you, Hashem. So although I don't really understand why tar and tumah is important, like we said, that it's really gzeiras hakasa, the Rambam says, nevertheless, I'm going to do what it needs to do to have dvikas with you. For example, a person, let's say, he has a home, and he says certain conditions that people can come into the house. Before you come into my house, he says, there's signs up on the door, says you have to rub your feet on the mat before you come in, you have to put your umbrella over here, and you have to put on a certain coat when you come in, whatever it is, whatever the tnai may be to come into this house. So you come to the door and you ask yourselves, how important is it me to come into this person's house? If it's not so important, so you'll walk away. Right? If it's important, then you'll do what the balabas is to do. So every day when a Jew comes into davening, Hashem says, I'm the balabas, I have certain criteria. Right? If you want to be able to come to me, if you want to be able to have a shaykhus to me, then you have to follow this criteria. If not. So a person who's not so important to him, so he says, I don't understand mikvah so much. Okay, so I won't go to the mikvah before davening. A person who sees mikvah, who sees davening as a way of having dveikus with Hashem, and he knows that Hashem has criteria to have dveikus, so then he takes mikvah seriously. That's just another avenue in understanding why mikvah is so important. Even though a person may not understand, he may say, no, it's only shayach to tefillas Ezra, it's not so nagir, you can rationalize this way and that way. Right? We're not even speaking here about Shabbos and mikvah b'chlau when it comes to Kedusha. We're talking just about davening. We'll see Hashem. We'll see in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow little bit more perspective on this inyan of mikveh as it pertains to davening and mitzvah shkayach.